probably 10, Ryan throws 10 pitches, 9 strikes. Think about having him go back out there?
Yeah, you definitely think about going back out there, but that's 3 up downs. And at that point, he's done his job. That's exactly it. Gio's done a really nice job. He's actually been our top reliever. If you look at his body of work in April compared to anybody in that bullpen, including Helsley, righty-lefty, there hasn't been a guy punching out righties and lefties and keeping their OPS down better than Gio. So you trust him there in the ninth.
How much do you win that game? You get 4 against Ohtani, more damage than anybody in the league. How much of a gut punch is it, and do you worry about team's ability to bounce back from this?
No, I don't worry about our team's ability to bounce back from it. We've been tested quite a bit. This fits right into that bucket of being tested even more, and we'll find out what we're made of.
Obviously, Ohtani's an elite pitcher. He had 13 strikeouts on your team at a season high 17. Can you talk about the approaches at bat today and what maybe was missing offensively?
5 hits, 4 runs.
I'll take it.
I think the whole league will take it. You stay the course. I'd be lying if I say it's not frustrating, but it's we've been tested quite a bit, and this fits right in. I mean, you look at the entirety of that game, and you Hicks goes out looking pretty good, not landing his slider as much as he has in the last several outings, walks 2, and that's where the game could flip. You bring in Helsley, he does his job, punches him out, goes and gets the next inning, and it's easy to sit here and say, why not send him back out? Well, that's easy once you see what happens. Gio, I mean, punching out the world in April, lefty, righty. So you tell me what the problem is with Gio finishing that game. Okay.
Ollie, what have you seen from the swings from the left side for Dylan Carlson?
That looked a lot better today. If there was anything, I think the intent was a lot better. Hopefully he can build off of that day. Even the ground out, you can tell the intent. He has some swing and misses, but the intent looked really good as well. And obviously a big homer there. But my hope is he can build off of that.
Is that intent something you maybe saw team-wide tonight relative to some times recently where guys might be swinging half, not sure whether it's a pitch they're going to go for or take? Tonight, maybe a little more aggressive all the way throughout your lineup.
Yeah, I feel like there's more intent 1 through 9. There's some swing and miss for sure, but at the end of the day, we impacted the ball a little better than we have been, and a couple homers to show for it. Arenado looked better today. That's a plus. Yeah. Go ahead.
The phrase you used was stay the course. So when you talk about a hitter struggling, say trust the process and not face it on results.
It depends on one area. Like, what area are you talking about?
Well, I guess in both. I mean, when you talk about like state of course, you're talking about managerial decisions, right? When you talk about trust the process, you're talking about hitters who are struggling. In both regards, like Jack was saying, when decision making left turn or when hitters continue to struggle, when you consider changing the course, changing the problem, when you change what you do.
That's making the assumption that our hitters are not making adjustments. Like, yeah, so if you look at Nupar, there's a lot of work taking place there as far as making an adjustment to take better at-bats. Goldie was out there early today, if you guys were watching, making adjustments to make sure his at-bats continue to look better. Nolan had the most productive day he's had in a while. He's making adjustments and doing what he needs to do. You look down at T.O., I didn't mind that at bat he took today. The intent of his swings was exactly what we need out of him. Donovan is working his absolute ass off trying to figure out how to continue to take the grinder at bats that we're used to seeing out of him. So that's an assumption that adjustments aren't being made, if I heard your question correctly.
Okay, so then I'll ask the other one.
Yeah. It takes a hell of a lot of courage to be patient, I'll tell you that. And what I'm gonna tell you is I can't look at one guy in the eye that's in that clubhouse and ask for more because of the way they're going about it with their preparation and overall intent during the game. It hasn't amounted to wins, and that's the part that's frustrating. But I can honestly look at each one of these guys and know that they're putting in the work. You do a checklist when things are going bad, and you look at what can we change? Are we doing everything we can? And you look in the mirror first, and then the entire staff does that, and each department does that, and you challenge each other to make sure that we're not missing anything. And then you go down the list of the roster, and you see which guy you can ask more of, which guy's trying too hard, and if there's a common theme within our group is they care too much. And you hear that, and you're like, how can you care so much? You can care so much where you try to do more than you need to. And that's honestly where we're at. Is that a gut punch today? Absolutely. The guys played extremely well, and you're three outs away from getting a win and hopefully building some momentum. But at the end of the day, it didn't go that way. We've been tested. I believe in this group, I'll tell you that.
When you guys have played your best, games seem to mount toward your momentum for closing out a win.
Yeah.
Is it almost working in reverse right now, where you guys get closer to the win, the pressure of finishing off the win is almost...
I think it's human nature. Yeah, and I think that's human nature for that to take place, and you try for it not to, but just the way the season's going, you're inching closer to that win, and mentally, that I'd be lying if I say that doesn't creep in, where you just want to end the game and feel good about it, and we haven't been able to do that. But if you want to talk strategy and talk through navigating that game, I can do that all day. I'd be happy to, actually. Go ahead.
What's your reaction? I mean, the fans are frustrated, obviously, you guys hear that.
Do you think they're more frustrated than us?
No,
I can tell you right now they're not. That clubhouse is extremely frustrated. Understand something. This is year 17 with the Cardinals. I've had the privilege of doing this for 17 years for one organization. And whether you're in the minor leagues as a coach in the lowest level, if you're a coach at the big league level or you're managing in my seat, you wake up every single day with one thing in mind. It's how to improve the organization. So to sit here and think that other people are more frustrated than the people in this clubhouse is insane. Absolutely insane, I can tell you that. Every coach that's in that clubhouse wakes up and loses sleep over how to improve what's going on at the moment. And that's the only thing that crosses your mind every minute of the day. That's why this organization has been good for a long time. It's because everyone wakes up with the same thing in mind. So to think that when you say that the fan base is, yeah, we want to deliver for this city. That's what you wake up for every day. And trust me, we don't mind the accountability. That's also why we wake up every day, because it drives us knowing that if we do well, things go well. And if you don't, people are pissed. That drives me. It drives everybody in that clubhouse. So if you think other people are more frustrated than within these walls, you're crazy.